fared out extremely well. There were six Leinster athletes, and they did extremely well, and a great opportunity for them against some of the north of England, good throwing people, discus shot, javelin and so on, and hammer indeed. And a lot of work being done in Leinster in that area, and John O'Donnell, of course, leads that, and he was with them, as was Sharon Gallen as well. So a couple of good results come to mind there. Obviously, Cormac O'Donnell, he had a very good javelin throw, personal best for him in the under 17 javelin, so well done to him, a 700 kg or gram javelin, so well done to him. And Adrian Gallen, well, she won the shot put with a very good throw, but she also was over 46 metres in the hammer, so that's very, very good good return for her. And you know, she has a 48 this year in the throws event down the country a couple of weeks ago in Templemore, so very, very good from Adrian. And Jude McCrossan competing well, and so on. So they had a very, very successful early season meet, and of course they have a throws meet coming up, exclusively throws, in the first weekend in May. So you know, they that sets them up nicely, and that's a good progressive group in the Leinster Man Club. So well done to them on their initiative and going across to Liverpool. Then we had. Sorry, go ahead, Patrick.
No, looking at then, suppose, Patrick, we had the Phoenix Park run, the national run, 10K run this afternoon as well. A number of Donegal runners down doing that particular race.
Yes, and you know, it incorporates the national 10K road championship as well, and there's some category award winners there, but we'll have to wait and see until that all is worked out and broken down and all. Obviously, Noreen Bonner, who did extremely well in the World Masters Half Marathon. She's obviously a strong candidate for a category award in her age category. A very, very good run as well from Claire McGuigan from Leinster Band, and she had a 36.17 10K. That's a PB for her over 10K, so she'd be well excited about that, because making the journey, making the effort, and just coming back into strong performance right now. So well done to her. And Jared Gallagher from Finn Valley, he had a 32-odd in the men's section as well, but there were quite a few Donegal, particularly Finn Valley, and indeed Leinster Band as well, and again in that particular one, 3,200 lined up at the start in the Phoenix Park. So good event. And when I'm on the case of 10K, you know, this morning there was a 10K in Ballybuffet out of Jackson's Hotel. Helen McCready from the Ross's Athletic Club, the winner in that, won a big turnout for that. And on the business of road running, Nikita Burke from the Kennedy Club, she's just recently been running extremely well. She teaches, of course, in the Letterkenny Integrated School, and she's been running very well, producing PBs on the road all the time, and she's been selected on an Ulster team to go across to Cardiff in a few weeks' time. So, you know, another outing for her, another opportunity for her, and indeed a reward for her, because for that good performance. She was in Belfast last week as well, and again, good performance up there. So well done to her.
Just before I let you go, Patsy, four Donegal teams headed to the Sports Hall in Manchester over the weekend. How did they fare out?
Aye, well, the girls yesterday, 2 days of competition there, and indeed there's competition ongoing at the minute there. There's 2 days of competition, but there were two teams in action yesterday, two teams today. Lucy McGlynn today had a pretty good performance in the four-lap parlov relay, and on the Donegal team there. She's from Ballyshannon, competes with the Draconal Club. And yesterday as well, standout performance from Dermot O'Donnell and Daniel McHugh, a combined team situation and a relay there. They won. They actually won, beating all the best of the British boys there in that particular age group. So the best was there, the 13 girls. They finished fourth, just out of the medals, and some other good individual performances. But as I say, competition still ongoing there for two of the teams. But yesterday, it was McHugh and O'Donnell that stood out. And today, Lucy McGlynn, you know, from Ballyshannon, as I say, a really very, very, very mean to go over there and won an event as a standout performance. So really well done to them.
Looking forward, Easter week is coming thick and fast. There will be a lot of events on, no doubt, Patsy.
Yes, indeed. And the big one, of course, next Saturday is, and the weather's shaping up unbelievably well. I mean, all the indications are that we're going to rise to 16, 17 degrees, which is a big, big, big plus if you're out on the road and you're running an event. And Ballyliffin, the Coastal Challenge, now in its 10th year and celebrating 10 years this Saturday. It's a 1 p.m. start in Ballyliffin, in the village, and a 7-mile or a 10-mile option. And at the minute, it's it's going to break all records in terms of numbers anyway. And, you know, with the good weather, we should be able to have a really good event, and maybe possibly as many as 1,300-1,400 taking part in that next Saturday, that is, and that's in Ballyliffin. So that's for next weekend.